我们这个礼拜的读经哈，《使徒行传》十二章到十八章。
This week's Bible reading is Acts chapter 12 to 18.
那在这七章的圣经节里面，我们可以看到一对模范的夫妻。
In these seven chapters, we see a model couple.
就是在《使徒行传》的十八章。
And that is recorded in Acts chapter 18.
就是提到亚基拉与百基拉。
And that is the recording of Aquila and Priscilla.
那我们今天晚上就来思想这一对夫妻给我们带来什么样的榜样可以学习。
And tonight, let's think about what kind of things we can learn from this couple.
那其实《使徒行传》有两对夫妻很出名。
In Acts, there are actually two couples that are very famous.
一对就是亚拿尼亚夫妻。
One is the couple of Ananias.
那这一对夫妻因为同心欺骗圣灵，结果就倒在圣殿死了，被抬出去埋葬。
And this couple lied to the spirit, and they were killed and were buried.
所以他也很出名啊，记在圣经里面。
And they are very famous and recorded in the Bible.
那另外一对夫妻就是十八章的记载，这一对夫妻。
And the other couple is recorded in Acts chapter 18.
那首先我们来看十八章第一节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 18, verse 1.
一直到第二节。
To verse 2. 1. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. 2. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife, Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them.
这里说保罗来到哥林多。
Here it says that Paul went to Corinth.
然后遇到一个犹太人名叫百基拉。
And he met a Jew named Aquila.
那他们本来是住在罗马。
And they originally lived in Rome.
那后来就带着太太搬到哥林多。
And afterwards, he brought his wife to Corinth.
那从第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
请第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3. And because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. 4. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks.
这个地方说这对夫妻有他的职业。
Here it says that the couple had their job.
就是制造帐篷。
That is, they were tent makers.
那保罗也会制造帐篷，就跟他们同住。
And Paul also knew how to, was also a tent maker, so they lived with him. So he lived with them.
每逢安息日，保罗在会堂里辩论，劝化犹太人跟希腊人。
And every Sabbath, Paul reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks.
所以在保罗的宣道事工上这一对夫妻是保罗很好的同工。
In Paul's career of preaching, this couple was a worker with him.
所以保罗非常的想念他们。
So Paul really missed them.
在他的写的罗马书里面。
In Romans.
保罗在最后问安里面有提到这对夫妻。
In his last greetings, he mentions them.
我们看罗马书的十六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. 4. They risked their lives for me, not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them.
这个说这对夫妻在基督耶稣里跟保罗同工。
Here it says that the couple were fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
我们做圣工如果有同工就发现做圣工做得很喜乐，不会孤单。
When we do holy work and if we have fellow workers, we will not be lonely and we will feel joy.
而且两个比一个好，三个合成的绳子不容易折断。
And two are better than one, and three, when three are connected, they cannot be separated.
保罗在传福音遇到很多的困难。
Paul encountered many problems in preaching the gospel.
但是周围有很多的同工在帮助他。
But he had many fellow workers who were helping him.
能够把工作做得很好。
And so he was able to do the job well.
那第四节说说为保罗的性命将自己的景象置之度外。
And in verse 4 it says they risked their lives for Paul.
也就是说他们这个同工的关系是有神的爱在里面。
And their work had the love of God with them.
连景象置之度外就是说生命也顾不了。
And they cared so much for each other that they didn't care for their own lives.
他们都被神的爱充满了，爱神爱到连自己的生命都顾不了。
And they were filled with the love of God that they didn't care for their own lives.
这个就是服事的动力。
This is the motivation of serving.
内心被神的爱所充满。
To be filled with the love of God.
那我们回到《使徒行传》的十八章来思想几件事情。
Let's return to Acts chapter 18 and ponder upon a few things.
第一个就是婚姻跟侍奉的关系。
One is marriage and serving.
为什么要结婚？
Why do we marry?
如果我们看创世纪就是要得到帮助。
If we look at Genesis, it is to receive help.
亚当得到夏娃的帮助。
Adam received help from Eve.
那亚当神叫他做什么？
And what did God tell Adam to do?
在伊甸园里面修理看守。
To guard the Garden of Eden.
那夏娃就是帮助亚当在伊甸园里面修理看守。
And Eve helped Adam to also look at the Garden of Eden.
那虽然伊甸园很好，但是在伊甸园也要做工。
And though the Garden of Eden was really great, they still had to do work.
每一天生活都是恩典，但是要修理看守。
Every day there was grace, but they still had to look after it.
那伊甸园是什么？
What is the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园从属灵想就是神的国。
Spiritually, the Garden of Eden is the kingdom of God.
那神的国就是教会。
The kingdom of God is the church.
所以我们活在世界上当然有世界的工作。
And so living in the world, of course, we have jobs to do in the world.
但是我们在神的国属灵的伊甸园里面，神也托付我们要在这里修理看守。
But in the kingdom of God, the spiritual Garden of Eden, we must also look after it.
就是要做侍奉的工作。
And that is to serve God.
那有时候夫妻之间是彼此互相帮助来做侍奉的工作。
Sometimes a couple looks after each other and motivate each other to do the work of God.
所以有的教会本来职务会夫妻两个人都在里面。
And so some churches, the couple, both members are in the council.
所以一个职务会八个人可能是四对的夫妻。
And so a council of eight members may be four couples.
四个家庭承担100%教会的责任。
And a family may have the responsibility of the whole church.
然后后来有人就建议这个教会应该每个家庭就出一个人就可以。
And then someone recommended that the council should only have one member from each family.
所以八个职务会人员从八个家庭出来。
So eight council members comes from eight families.
因为其实丈夫挂名，太太也在帮助。
Because though the husband is working, the wife is also helping.
有的时候太太挂名，丈夫也在帮助。
And sometimes the wife has the title, and the husband is also helping.
有时候家里面一个人挂名，全家都在帮助。
Sometimes one family member is working, and the whole family is helping.
所以也通过这个不同的家庭，更多人来参与，我们发现教会圣工就更多的人来做。
And so through different families participating in holy work, we see that more and more families are in it.
所以这对夫妻的榜样就是他们的婚姻是他们服事的一个神的一个帮助。
And their marriage is a model of how God helped them.
所以我们的婚姻如果对我们的服事有帮助，这个婚姻就是好的，朝正面的方向在发展。
So if our marriage is helpful, then it is good.
本来我们一个人服事很孤单，现在结婚了多了一个人有伴所以服事更加的火热，那这样婚姻就是好的。
Previously, we were one and we served as one person, but once we get married, we work as two.
在伊甸园修理看守。
And we work together in the Garden of Eden.
但是如果一个人很热心服侍，但是结婚以后，哎，教会不见了。
But if one person marries and was previously zealous, but then there is no longer a church after they marry.
那这个婚姻呢，就朝着负面的方向在发展。
Then this marriage is going negative.
所以这个就是我们要警醒的地方。
And this is what we have to reflect upon.
这对夫妻他的婚姻是对侍奉有帮助的。
And this couple, their marriage helped in servitude.
那我们现在再回来看十八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 18.
第三节。
Verse 3.
说他们本来是制造帐篷为业的
They were previously tent makers.
我们刚刚提到百基拉、亚基拉这一对夫妻，不是这个亚拿尼亚这一对夫妻。
Previously, we talked about Ananias and Sapphira, this couple.
他们是夫妻，但是圣经说他们是同心呢，在欺哄圣灵。
They are a couple, but they together deceive the Holy Spirit.
所以两个都死了。
And so they both died.
所以有时候这个夫妻之间在服侍神有一个很重要的帮助，就可以互相提醒。
And so sometimes in a marriage, the couple can remind each other constantly.
有一个人做的不对，另外一个可以提醒他。
If one person is doing wrong, the other can remind them.
那一个人不晓得怎么做，另外一个人可以给他建议，可以做得更好。
And if one person doesn't know how to do something, the other can give them advice.
因为这种提醒跟建议有时候你从外面的人听不到。
Because this advice cannot be heard from people from outside.
我们听到的批评都是从绕了一圈，从背后再回来的。
And the criticism we hear goes around us, and we hear them.
其实夫妻之间的提醒才是最直接的，有时候是最有帮助的。
And the advice from our other half may be the most beneficial.
那这种的提醒的时候，真的是出于爱心了。
And this kind of reminder comes from love.
那我们刚刚读的说，这对夫妻是制造帐篷为业。
And we read that they were tent makers.
所以我们在这里就看到有两种的侍奉。
And here we see there are two types of servitude.
第一个是保罗。
First is Paul.
他是蒙拣选的。
He was chosen.
这个也可以讲是全时间的侍奉。
This is a full-time serving.
但是为什么他会去制帐篷
？And why did he know how to make it?
因为哥林多教会有问题。
Because the church of Corinth had a problem.
本来传福音靠福音养生，这是一个权柄。
Previously, preaching the Gospel,
live by gospel.
Previously lived by the gospel.
这个是权柄，是一个 right.
This is a right.
但是他为着不让哥林多教会有话说，所以他自己去支帐篷。
But so that the church of Corinth wouldn't have anything to say about him, he learned how to make a tent.
那其实本身呢，保罗本身是一个献身的工人。
Paul himself is a worker.
是可以说全时间的一个奉献。
He worked full time.
但是在这里又看到我们服侍的另外一种模式。
And here we see another example.
就是这一对夫妻。
That is this couple.
他们有他们的职业。
They had their own career.
但是职业不是他活着的目的。
But their career wasn't the reason why they lived.
职业是因为要活着，所以需要做工作。
Their career is so that they will be able to live.
那活着要做什么？
Why do we live?
活着就是要服侍神。
We live to serve God.
所以我们基督徒对工作有一种新的看法。
So as a Christian, we have a new perspective in serving.
一般人为什么要工作？
Why do ordinary people work?
第一个就是要赚钱。
First is to make money.
钱赚多，生活水准就高。
Once they earn more money, they have a higher social status.
那第二个就是成就感。
And second is
自我实现成就感。
Second is to
感觉到自己有用。
To feel that they are of use.
所以有的人退休了，他还是要工作，不，其实他不是缺钱。
And so some people they retire, but they still work not because they need money.
只是因为他要觉得自己是有用的人。
It is because they want to feel as of use.
那第三个就是出名。
And third is to become famous.
当一人赚了钱之后，人要出名，当同一行的老大。
When a person becomes famous, they want to be the top.
那这是一般人工作的几个重要的原因。
And these are some reasons why ordinary people work.
但是这个几个原因到最后都是空的。
But these reasons in the end become empty.
有时候还没有死，一退休你回头过来看，这个都是空的。
Sometimes before you die, when you retire, you realize that this is all empty.
所以怎么在工作中能够超越啊，让我们的工作不会变成虚空，这个就要进到圣经来查考。
So how do we let our work feel of value? We have to look from the view of the Bible.
那我们就发现，要让工作不会虚空，就是我们的工作啊，要跟神连上关系。
To allow our work to not be To not feel empty, it has to be connected with God.
以弗所书里面说，如果我们的工作是好像为神做的
，Ephesians says that if our work is working for God,
在我们的工作上能荣耀神
，In our work we can glorify God.
那这样在天上也有赏赐
，Then in heaven we have blessings too.
那另外一个就是我们在世上的工作要跟神更大的工作连在一起
，And our work in the world must be connected even more with the work in church.
神更大的工作就是要把福音传遍世界。
And the bigger work is to preach the gospel.
那借着我们每一个人在社会的每一个阶层上班这样把福音往外传。
And through every one of us, through all of our different careers, we can preach the gospel.
那这个叫做代职的侍奉，有带有职业的一种侍奉。
And this is to work with value.
所以我们在教会里面有看到有的信徒真的有这种自觉。
And so in church we see that some brothers and sisters have this mindset.
那有的虽然有职业，但是在服事上非常的认真，非常投入。
And though some have their own career, they still work fervently in the church.
这是因为认清楚了，职业是为着生活的必须，但是生活的目的是服侍神。
That is because they know that their career is so that they may sustain their life here, but then they work in church because there's more. They know the value.
所以我们就可以看到这对夫妻的职业不会影响他的侍奉，反而成为要说是侍奉的一个管道。
So we see that their career did not allow them to stay away from serving God, but instead it connected them to God.
以前我们在听过这个凤凰城教会刚满会堂的时候现堂的时候15个信徒。
We heard that when the Phoenix Church was first established, there were only 15 members.
那个时候信徒就也很着急怎么把这个椅子坐满。
And those members were really afraid and thought, how would it be possible to fill the seats?
那有的到三明治店的去打工借那个机会就交朋友带到教会来。
And some went to work in a sandwich shop and made friends and brought them to church.
有的去 adult school 去学英文。
Some went to adult school to learn English.
在那交朋友就带到教会来。
And they made friends and brought them to church.
所以每一个人在不同的场所里面试着去交朋友带来教会。
So everyone in their own circumstances should make their friends and bring them to church.
就发现每一个人的工作变成很有意义。
We will see that everyone's job is of value.
因为跟神的工作连在一起。
Because it is connected with the work of God.
所以也有人卖机票带了很多慕道者来。
And some
买机旅行 travel agent.
Some are travel agents and agents, and they bring people to church.
有人做房地产带了很多的慕道者到教会来。
And some are realtors, and they bring their friends to church.
也有带做老师的带很多慕道者到教会来。
And there are teachers who bring students to church.
就是把职业跟侍奉连在一起。
That is to connect our career with the work of God.
这个是这一对夫妻给我们留下很好的榜样。
This is a good model that the that this couple left for us.
因为教会要找到全时间奉献的人不是很多，而且教会的财政也不允许这么多。
Because it is very hard to find full-time workers, and there are not enough spaces for there to be full-time workers.
所以到最后就是需要鼓励更多人在职业当中来服侍神。
And so we must encourage others to allow their career to serve God.
我们在非洲动用了很多的义工。
In Africa, we have a lot of volunteers.
差不多除了学生之外，每个义工都有他们自己的工作。
And other than students, other than being a student, each volunteer has their own job.
他们就是每一年就安排两个礼拜的时间，就到非洲帮忙他们的宗教教育。
And every year they set aside 2 weeks to go to Africa and to help the religious education.
去帮助他们的个人布道。
To help their own evangelism.
那这种的服侍方式也可以说是这一对夫妻的服侍方式。
And this kind of serving can also be like the serving of this couple.
这个也是很有价值的。
And this is very valuable.
好，我们再来看《使徒行传》的18章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 18.
在24节开始。
Starting from verse 24.
请读。
24. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures.
25.
He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. 26. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately.
这里记载一个人叫做亚波罗。
Here records a man named Apollos.
那在24节说他最能讲解圣经，或者说他也很有口才。
It says that he was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures.
所以他很会讲道理。
So he was very good at saying sermons.
而且这个人也很热心。
And this man was very fervent.
那有一天他在讲道。
And one day he was saying a sermon.
就是百基拉跟亚基拉这一对夫妻就坐在下面听。
And Priscilla and Aquila were listening to him.
听一听发现这个亚波罗讲得很好，但是有一点好像他不太知道。
And they figured out that Apollos was really good at saying sermons, but there was one point that he didn't know.
就是他单单晓得约翰的洗。
That is, he knew only the baptism of John.
约翰的洗好的，它是代表悔改。
The baptism of John is good because it is of repentance.
但是约翰的洗不完全。
The baptism of John is not complete.
没有赦罪的权柄。
There is not forgiveness.
那这一对夫妻在那里听，他就觉得，这个亚波罗如果能够给他再一点点的教导，他讲的道理就完全了。
And this couple listened and realized that if they told Apollos the full gospel, then he would be even better at saying sermons.
所以26节接他来，把神的道讲解更加清楚。
And so in verse 26, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately.
那这个亚波罗接受这一对夫妻的教导以后更有力量。
And after Apollos listened to their advice, that he became even more powerful.
28节。
Verse 28.
他在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
28, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.
所以这一对夫妻是亚波罗的启蒙师父。
And so, Apollos was
一个老师。
Was taught by Aquila and Priscilla.
那这个教导我们什么？
And what does this teach us?
有时候我们要听道理要听得出来说这个道理哪里讲的还不够，这不简单。
It is hard for us to listen to sermons and to know where there is room for improvement.
或者说哪里讲错，这个也不简单。
Or where there is wrong, this is not easy to do either.
因为这本身呢，对圣经要了解很深。
Because in order to do so, you must be very familiar with the Bible.
所以这一对夫妻虽然是支帐篷，我们可以了解哦，他们对圣经是很深入，有去查考，有深入的了解。
And so this couple, though they were tent makers, they were very familiar with the Bible.
哦，所以他才能够教导亚波罗。
So because they were familiar with the Bible, they were able to teach Apollos.
今天我们来引导人信耶稣，谈很多神的恩典，这都是必要的，也是好的。
And today, when we tell others of the grace of God, this is good.
但是神的恩典不是信仰的根基呀。
But the grace of God is not the foundation of faith.
你看再多异象，得再多恩典，如果道理不稳的话，还是有可能离开的。
No matter how many visions you see or how many miracles you go through, if you are not familiar with the Bible and the truth, this is not enough.
那这里说约翰的洗是什么？就其他教会的洗。
And the baptism of John is the baptism of all the other churches.
那讲解更加详细，就是讲解主耶稣的洗。
And even more specifically, this is the baptism of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣的洗就是赦罪的洗。
The baptism of Jesus Christ is of forgiveness.
那这个两个是不同的。
And these are different.
那赦罪的洗就是在真教会的洗。
The baptism of forgiveness is the baptism of the true church.
所以以现在来讲，就是对我们真耶稣教会的信仰，能够很深入的去查考而且了解。
So today, that is being very familiar with the basic beliefs of true Jesus Church.
所以这一对夫妻在帮助人。有一点非常重要，就是用道理来帮助人。
And so this couple helped others with a very specific point. That is because they knew the truth.
我们还记得在使徒行传里面有一个妇人离世了，大家拿着她的做的礼衣外衣在哭。
In Acts, there is a woman who died, and people were mourning for her.
也这个对教会来讲也是很重要，她很有爱心呢。
And this is very important also to the church because she had a lot of love.
就是多加的爱心。
That is
Dorcas.
Dorcas's love.
那因为有爱心啊，能够让人来到教会觉得很温暖。
And because of her love, people come to church and feel warm.
但是我们也需要这个信徒当中啊，有人能够把道理讲得很深入。
We also need members who can say the truth very clearly.
所以这个慕道者来我们可以一个人对一个人，来了十个慕道者，二十个慕道者，我们都不怕，因为我们里面有很多亚波罗，有很多人像百基拉跟亚基拉这样。
So when truth seekers come, we will not be afraid. Even if there are 10 or 20 truth seekers, we won't be afraid because there are a lot of people who know the truth.
能够用道理来造就别人，使他的信仰根基能够稳定。
We can use the truth to establish their faith.
所以这一对夫妻的榜样啊，就是他在道理上有在追求。
The model of this couple is that they pursue after the truth.
这就值得我们来效仿。
This is something we should imitate.
我们再看亚波罗的另外一个榜样，百基拉、亚基拉另外一个榜样。
Let's look at another example of Priscilla and Aquila.
我们看罗马书十六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书的十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
第五节。
Verse 5. Greet also the church that meets at their houses. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia.
这个第五节说，又问在他们家中的教会的安。
Verse 5 says, greet also the church that meets at their house.
所以我们看这一对夫妻所建立的家庭是什么家庭。
So we see what kind of family this couple established.
这个地方告诉我们，他的家庭里面有教会。
This family had a church inside.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
教会就是神的殿，天的门。
Church is the temple of God.
教会是神所充满的地方。
Church is the place where God is filled.
所以我们可以看到，他们所建设的家庭，好像一个教会。
So we can see that the family they establish is like a church.
有时候我去访问这个 remote area 就是偏远地区没有教会的地方。
Sometimes when I go and interview people in the remote areas.
让我觉得很感动，也有很多学习。
Makes me really moved and I learn a lot.
为什么？
Why?
因为很多住在偏远的地区的家庭啊， 真的有这一种使命感。
Because the people who live in the remote areas actually have this same.
因为他是偏远地区，没有教会啊。
Because they're in the remote area, so there's no church.
那没有教会，去哪里拜神？
And if there is no church, where do they go and worship?
所以就一定要有人把家庭打开来。
So there must be someone who opens up their house.
那谁来拜神呢？
And who worships it?
我就想办法去参加露营，小孩子去参加游泳，然后就接触很多的这个小孩子的家长，然后就带他们来查经。
When they go camping, when they have a sport event, they bring their friends and the friends of their parents to their house.
有的家庭一打开来，从早上9点到晚上10点。
And some families open their house from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
到晚上10点。
To 10 p.m.
这个牺牲是很大的。
This is a great sacrifice.
但是我们就发现，因为 我们的家庭啊，他们这样的家庭能够把教会的功用在家庭发挥出来，你就发现在那个地方，慕道者越来越多，受洗的人就越来越多。Because
they are willing to open up their houses, there are more and more truth seekers and more people getting baptized.
那这样的家庭一般都是蒙福的家庭。This
type of family is a family that is blessed.
那我们现在在 这个教会里面，有时候这个家庭反而失去了这个功用。
And inside our church, sometimes the family loses this focus.
其实教会的力量是在家庭里面。
The church's strength is in the families.
如果每个家庭能够用比较非正式的方法邀请一些朋友，邀请一些我们认识的人，然后用比较非正式的方法来跟他们唱唱诗，见证神的恩典。
If each family can informally invite friends and sing hymns and share the grace of God with them, then this can be the start.
那越多的家庭有这种使命感，把家庭当做传福音的据点，我们教会的福音工作就能够做得越好。
And if more families have this mission in mind, then the gospel may be better.
所以百基拉、亚基拉这一对夫妻啊，他的家庭是榜，也是我们的榜样，不只是他的婚姻。So
their household, Priscilla and Aquila's house, is also a model for us.
家庭能够教会化，这是我们的目标。And
for our house to be like a church, this is our goal.
在家庭里面，也有在敬拜神。In
our own family to worship God.
那教会家庭化。 这也是我们的目标。
And for our church to be like a family is also a goal.
当每一个家庭都变成教会的时候，这些家庭合在一起，这个教会就是家庭化。
When each family is like a church and are gathered together, then this is a church.
所以这一对夫妻给我们留下几个榜样。
And so this couple leaves a few examples for us.
第一个。
First.
他的婚姻变成侍奉的帮助。
Their marriage is to help one another in servitude.
第二个,
Second,
他们的职业也当作是侍奉的一种方法。
Their career is also a way of serving God.
是代职的侍奉。
It is a career with value.
第三个,
Three,
他们在神的道理上有下功夫在研究。
They know the words of God.
所以能够用道理来帮助别人。
And so they can use the truth to help others.
第四个,
Four.
他们的家庭就是教会。
Their family, their house is church.
这是一对模范的夫妻，值得我们来效仿。
This is a model couple that we should all imitate.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
496首。
496.